Welcome back to the Nice Guys Finish Last podcast. I am, of course, Joe, and I am going to change it up. I am not going to be talking about what men want. That'll be next week. I am going to be talking about something that I normally talk about, and I don't know why I haven't talked about this yet. That is a shocker for me. And before I start, I am going to say this. Due to strong sexual content and foul language, listening discretion is advised. Now, with that bullshit out of the way, we're going to get on. And as you can tell, the topic is sex. Of course it's sex. Why not? Why wouldn't it not be sex? Because sex is the funniest fucking thing known to man. I will literally tell you, I've seen men at the bar literally be there for hours just for a chance at a woman. A chance. I'll be honest with you guys, I am the biggest fucking gambler there is. I am on the verge of almost having a problem. I can save money. I know I don't have a problem. It was being facetious. I can't even say that fucking word. But I'm telling you, I have a better shot of winning the Powerball with a $1 ticket than some of these guys do. But yet they do it. And that's what's funny. You will literally have people that will spend money on perfect strangers. They call that prostitution. It's still illegal, but they still do it. And for what? You have a better chance of getting an STD from this woman than you do from practically getting somebody that will do it for free. But this is why sex is funny, because it makes people stupid. It makes smart people, wise people, all the people stupid. When you get to that point where you're about ready to go and say, "Ooh, we're fucking, yay," you become a kid and you have failed every class known to man. I will kid you not. It is funny because when a woman sees a dick, she becomes like a whole different person. When a man sees a tit or vagina or ass, he's like a kid in a candy store. And it is so funny. But before that, the initial part of it is even funnier. It is. And it blows my mind. Pun not intended, but I just realized that. Nice one. It boggles my mind that you will literally have two people that, let's just say that for argument's sake right now, they're at a bar. They don't know each other. They are talking. Boom. They get to, you know, having a couple more cocktails. They're getting a little flirtatious. Now, in my mind, what would be the greatest option here? You go home. Uber, of course. Please do not drink and drive. Get a taxi. Go home. Do it there. No, some people will fuck in their damn car. Or worse, the bathroom. Please, as a barback, do not fuck in the damn bathroom. I have to clean that shit up. And I'm sorry, I don't like to do that. I don't care about the urine. I don't care about the blood. I don't care about any of that. We have precautions for that. If I'm cleaning up another man's semen, we have a problem. But I digress. Now, you have gotten to that point, but you don't know her name. You have never, you didn't introduce yourself. All you know is, hey, guess what? I got laid. Woohoo! And it is so damn funny. Because women will do the exact, men are just, that's just that. Men are men. Let's be realistic here. Men are men. Men will, like I said, pay for it. Women, it's mind-boggling how well you guys, especially if it's, you know, just like friends with benefits or a one-night fling or whatever, you guys will, on a dime, oh, he is the greatest sex in the entire world. He got me to orgasm so much. However, if they piss you off, you're screwed. Because the exact same thing, well, no, see, what happened was I was using my vibrator, and that's what was getting me off. He's also very small. Yeah, and if you ever want to get ate out by him, just don't try it. He doesn't even know where the clit is. Most men don't. They don't even ask for directions in the real world. Come on now. But that's beside the point. It's funny because you guys will say one thing, say one thing, and then immediately, oh, no, it was wrong. But my reasoning for that, and to bring that up, is this. Because that same woman that just said all those negative things was hurt by him. But apparently the dick is so good. Remember, she just said it was so small and she got herself off, that the emotional or physical scar that he left on her isn't bad enough that she will fuck him again. Oh my God. What? How? Why? It's just sex. It's literally just sex. And I to this day still do not understand. Again, me, I will talk about sex only because it is funny as hell. And it is. Like I'm telling you, it is funny. It is a funny ass topic. Women will literally spend buku bucks. Buku. And I'm not talking, you know, $25, $30. No, I'm talking about $500 at Victoria Damn Secret just for the damn pair of underwear to get ripped off. Mind you, it's two pieces of fucking fabric with three strings. That has less material than a t-shirt, and the t-shirt costs 10 times as less. So guess what? Don't wear the fucking shit. It's a fucking thong or a g-string. What is it really covering? What, the little bit of shit you have in front? Don't wear anything. You'll save money. And that's, again, the funny part, because the guys will do the same thing. The guys will go and they will literally do everything they can. They will shave their balls. They will shave their balls. They will shave their shaft. Some of them will even get really designer. Like, you can't cut your hair worth shit, but you're doing a fucking Nike swoosh at your crotch area. Good job. Yeah. Put a billboard down there. Be like, eat at Joe's. Again, another pun. Huh? But it's like really funny. Because of the fact is also, I work with mainly females. And it's so funny because I hear all this stuff like, ew, that's gross, ew, that's gross, ew, that's gross. No, I won't want to pick that up. Ew, that's gross. Ew, how can you do that? Ew, how can you stand that? How can you stand that smell? Ew, ew, ew. But yet you'll go fucking down on a man that has a, I mean, the literal use for the penis is to deliver two things out of the body. One is semen. That is supposed to go in you. We'll go through another part of that in a minute. The other thing is piss, which is bio waste. It's also sweat. So, you know, let's just, the composition is the same as sweat. But, you know, we're now into that realm of semen. And it's funny because the fact is that there are now people who have these kinks where, oh, you know, I don't want to get pregnant, but the only way I can get off is if your full load comes inside of me. I know I didn't do all that well in high school, but just gonna let you know, that's how babies are born. You know, semen, egg, baby. So there's that kink. Or then the one that I really don't understand.
I want you to shoot it on my face.
Ha. Huh. You want me to put you want me to put this practically on your face? And if I'm a horrible shot, remember, ladies, you always say we are a horrible shot, i.e. bathrooms. I'm going to possibly get it in your eye. And if I get it in your eye, you have a higher chance of getting pink eye. I don't know how you are going to explain that, but I don't want to. And to each their own, really, to each their own. I'm just saying it's funny. The whole concept is funny. Eating ass. It's also called tossing a salad, so I don't have to worry about it. I don't like salads. I'm a fat. That's a lie. I do like salads. I just don't want to eat ass. That's where shit comes from. Sorry. And again, it's just the whole concept of people will be hypocritical and want to say one thing and be like, I don't like him. He hurt me. Yeah, we're going to go fuck because, you know, his dick is so big. Again, you just said 3 minutes ago that you didn't even feel it. Huh? And again, it's funny. This whole magical thing about sex is funny. And that's why I'm bringing it up. Because I don't understand the pedestal that fucking and screwing and sex is on. And that's what in a couple weeks I will be doing. I'm going to be talking about things I don't understand. We're going to talk about, again, thongs. We're going to talk about, you know, public displays of affection. We're going to break down all this stuff. And we're going to see how things are. Again, I'm Joe. This is the Nice Guys Podcast, and I will see you next week.